See terms of use.
Time is 7 after the hour, another hour of conversation. How may we make your day a better day, make your life a better life? Everything you need to know about Osama bin Laden and his mother right here on this program right now. Mother's Day is Monday. What do you think? Osama's mother's
Sunday, Sunday, not Monday.
Did I say Monday?
Yes.
Oh, I want to extend to everybody. I want to make it a two-day holiday.
Good save, boss.
Yes, thank you. I'm nothing if I'm not quick on my feet or quick with my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Roberta Fasinelli is here. Richie's gone to Love Fest or Quack
Jazz
Fest.
Fest
or
Jazz Fest in New Orleans.
Okay.
New Orleans.
And Jennifer's working in Hawaii.
I'm telling you, it's just you and I slaving away here, Doug.
Exactly. We're doing a good job, too. The focus on Mr. Bin Laden, I don't know what other angles this take. I feel today the news media is trying to make this thing last.
Yeah, they're trying to stretch it out.
It's gone. It's done.
It's done. He's dead. Finished. That's it.
Right. He's dead.
He's dead, Jim.
I mean, we want to release the photos. Okay. There are some pictures, apparently, that show the aftermath of the raid. Some of the pictures that were taken that have nothing to do with his body have been released. And there's all this discussion about waterboarding and whether or not it led to information or disinformation. And that's
if it did, so what?
Well, that goes to the political shows. Help yourself to that. The hideout itself I find interesting. And all of the, you know, we've talked 100 times. You've heard it 9,000 times. What went on in the neighborhood. People used to watch there. When kids would hit their ball over the wall, somebody would come to the gate and give them money to go buy a new one so they couldn't come in.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
They probably didn't want to search for the ball.
Yeah, but you know what we have left out of the discussion today is that it's Cinco de Mayo.
That's right.
Day to celebrate the
Cinco
anniversary.
Cinco de Mayo, senor.
Yeah, okay. So what does the... that's kind of
Cinco de Mayo?
I am honestly done with Bin Laden.
Yeah.
Pretty much done with it. You want to talk about it, go, you know, find a political show and talk about it.
I kind of like it that they got him in his pajamas. But how could they tell? It's like what they wear looks like pajamas.
Money.
They tell if he had pajamas on or not.
Nice,
is that politically incorrect?
That is not politically correct. Any more politically correct than all of the outrage. This is another really ridiculous, nonsensical part of the discussion this week. There are a few self-appointed leaders of the so-called group of natives. That is the...
And there's Mike being even more politically correct.
Correct. But it's that foolish. So there are a few people, the Jesse Jacksons and Al Sharptons of the American Indian movement, are all worked up about calling Bin Laden Geronimo. It's an offense and affront to Geronimo.
Please.
Who is a murdering cutthroat.
But Geronimo was also a kind of, almost like a ubiquitous cliche for let's go, Geronimo!
Right, go get him.
Go get him.
Exactly. So by the way, Geronimo had some good points to him and some things that went on in his life. He was helpful to his own group, but he was also infamous. And I don't think that we really know. History hasn't been kind to Geronimo because I'm not sure we know the whole story of Geronimo.
Well, history has totally, turned around exactly what happened with the Indians. Most of it is a lie.
Yeah.
You know, which is
it's like Christopher
books.
Columbus, the same stuff.
Yeah.
Written.
It was
a good fable,
and,
a good story about how we, ran them ragged and we were horrible toward the
Indians. We massacred. It was a
awful
genocide to the Indians,
right,
what we did to them.
So now, having said that, it's 2011, and there's not much we can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's laughable. When people go down these roads, it becomes amusement because it's so silly. That's really what this, and then it takes away from the seriousness and the impact. The only thing that probably makes this work until tomorrow is the president going to ground zero today, and there'll be a lot of questions again about the photos.
New Yorkers hate it when he does that.
Why, when he shows up?
On Monday to Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Because it totally screws up traffic.
Right.
It brings the city to a standstill.
South side of Manhattan.
You know, fine. Come on Sunday morning.
Yeah. Or take the helicopter in.
Or take the helicopter.
Fly into Newark.
No, they can fly right to the 34th Street heliport here.
No, I'm talking about taking the plane. Oh. You got to take the DC-9 that is Air Force One.
Right,
they fly
Newark.
It up from Andrews up to Newark. You get the helicopter and you fly over to the Staten Island base or wherever it is, the heliport.
34th Street heliport, yeah. You know.
And you take
it that
from
way.
There. You don't screw up everything in the city.
But this way you're screwing up traffic. Everything comes to a standstill. You got these motorcades. I mean, New Yorkers just go, please.
Please, Mr. President.
Go home or come on a Sunday morning.
So why do we celebrate Cinco de Mayo? 800-510-8255.
Tequila!
Some of you who are the significance of General Ignacio Zaragoza. Sounds like the name of the mayor of, what's his name, Villagrosa?
No, sounds like something you get when you go to Mexico and drink that water.
But this is the general.
That was funny.
Whose troops were outnumbered, I'm glad you think so, 3-1 as they battled the invading French army. They may have been outnumbered, but
Where's
they had
Pierre?
The will to win.
Yeah, Pierre's, Pierre? A, to
Pierre's gone
version.
Down to Lake Tahoe or wherever they have... Lake Mead.
Pontchartrain.
Right. Lake Pontchartrain. That's what it is. Okay. So what happened? 1862 was the year. We're a little early for the 2020 news quiz, but it's all right. You can figure this out. What actually happened? Why do we celebrate Cinco de Mayo? The 5th of May, 1862 is significant for what reason? And now you're having a Cinco de Mayo parade where you are. Is it all going to be washed and wiped away because of the seriousness of the death of bin Laden, or not? Does anybody care? That's the other thing. And this may sound, this is really going to dig into the heels of some. But we have lots of discussion about the various groups in our country. My sense is, I don't know if I want to say this. I'm editing as I go along.
This is good, boss.
The Hispanic Americans versus illegal Hispanics. Hispanic Americans, I guess I ought to ask the question. What do you think, and we have, you know, we kind of separate Hispanic Americans out this day and age versus Italian Americans and African Americans and Irish Americans and whoever else it is. I don't know that the Hispanic Americans or the Hispanic New Yorkers were as visibly involved in September 11th as were other groups. You hear a lot about...
Of course they were, because when you had windows on the world, on the top of the World Trade Center, Doug.
Yeah.
And who are all the busboys and chefs in
Spanish.
New York?
Yeah.
They're all Spanish. The chefs are all Spanish. And it's a credit to them that they've learned to cook all these different cuisines. The busboys, a lot of the waiters, a lot of the kitchen help, the people who clean...
So a lot of Hispanic Americans died on September 11th.
Absolutely, because the windows in the world were in full operation.
I thought it didn't open until lunch.
Oh, no, they have conferences there, breakfast conferences in the morning, absolutely.
All right, so do I need to put a spin on that or not? 800-510-8255, but more importantly, the question at the moment is whether or not you know why we celebrate Cinco de Mayo. What happened on this date in 1862 that made it important, all right? 800-510-8255. The use of the word Geronimo, I'm confused, because one story I saw this morning says that it was the code name for bin Laden, and others say it's the code name for the operation. Okay, so which is it?
Mm.
Michael, you say somebody called and said Geronimo was the code name for the mission, and the story that is on AP this morning says that Geronimo was the code name for bin Laden. At any rate, it doesn't make any difference. They're still offended.
Oh, here we go. 9% of all the victims, 247 Latinos.
Really?
Most of them were from the Dominican Republic.
Uh-huh.
There were 18 Colombians, 13 Ecuadorians, 6 Cubans, 4 Argentinians, 1 Chile, 15 Mexicans, 7 Haitians, and others from El Salvador, Honduras, Jamaica, Peru, Venezuela, Paraguay, and Guyana.
All right. So that's good information. That's good to know. 800-510-8255, 16 after the hour. Do you know your blood is like a fingerprint, unique to every individual? Locked inside of your blood are the answers to your specific nutritional needs. So we have this company called Body Bio that has found the key to unlocking the mysteries of your blood. I'm fasting this morning because I'm having blood work done this afternoon so that I can send the blood report to the body bio folks so they can tell me what my body is missing, what I need. That's what they do at bodybioreport.com. You get a blood test and you send it to body bio and they will inform you as to, this just takes a couple of days, what the biomarkers are in your body. That is what you need in terms of vitamins, minerals, supplements, and food. Body BioReport is an evidence-based, safe, natural way toward better health. This is something everybody ought to have done. You know I believe strongly in having an annual physical. And this, Dr. Ken and I both, Ken's had it done. I'm getting it done this week. And you ought to do yourself a favor and you get it done as well. Go online right now. Log on to bodybioreport.com. That's BODYBIO report.com. Get the right nutrient road to success. Eliminate the need for prescription drugs. Bio Body Report. Get the blood work done. Know what's going on in your body. Very important. BioBodyReport.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salon Paz Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salon Paz has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the side of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salon Paz by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salon Paz button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salon Paz. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salon Paz. Please use as directed.
Amdro Amplock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Amplock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Amplock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
As we cover the world here on Good Day, Roberta Fasanelli and I looking at these calls in various parts of our country, Illinois, Florida, Pennsylvania. I do not know who has the right answer. We're asking about Cinco de Mayo because today is May the 5th. Celebration of what? Why is this important in the Hispanic world? How about we go to Vicky, who's in Pennsylvania. Hi, Vicky. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi.
Have I ever spoken with you before?
No.
Well, that's my loss. I'm sorry about that. Hopefully that will change with this conversation. All right. Are you of Hispanic descent?
No.
No. All right. So what do you think, what do you know about this day in the history of the Mexicans? Why is this an important day?
Well, I know it was the Battle of Puebla, and I believe it was like their Mexican Independence Day.
It's Battle of Puebla was on this date, May 5th, 1862, and I talked about the general named Zaragoza, who led these troops, but it's kind of a ragtag group, and they were outnumbered 3-1, but they defeated Napoleon's army, and the Puebla stood. And so this was this is a bellwether of future. We are invincible. So when you have your salsa dip today and your margarita, you can thank General Zaragoza. How's that?
I will.
All right. Going to have a little margarita on the house, are you?
I guess. A little later on tonight.
Are you done with Bin Laden and that discussion, or do you think we need to have more information about what went on?
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's best that we just know he's gone.
That's good. All right, hold on a second. 21 after.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. A beautiful bouquet of 24 assorted Mother's Day roses with a free glass vase, plus a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. These 24 assorted Mother's Day roses are bursting with color. They're the perfect way to show all the moms in your life how much you appreciate them. 24 assorted roses, guaranteed to stay beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. But hurry, this special offer ends Friday. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and it's your last chance to take care of Mom. The only way to get your last chance Mother's Day offer is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 400.
Roberta, are you doing okay today?
I'm fine, darling. How are
Very
you?
Very nice.
Yeah, did you get snow nice. There?
The last thing I heard was the surf pounding against the sands. And it's not Iwo Jima, the sands of Iwo Jima. I believe it's the sands of Santa Monica. Not too much snow here. Although it did have snow in Baghdad over the weekend for the first time in 100 years, so I guess anything is possible.
Is that the cold day in... did I already make that joke?
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
Join the party. Doug Stephan's birthday.
American Idol last night, down to the final five, right? Lauren, Scotty, Jacob, Haley, and James. Here's James Durbin performing the first song he sang last night.
Well, it sounds good.
Yeah. Randy told him he thought he had a chance to win.
Dude, listen, I mean, probably not everyone was understanding when you said you're going to sing 30 Seconds to Mars. I know Jimmy certainly did. No, it's Jared Leto's band. It's a great band. It's a great contemporary rock song. But I think you fit well there. Now you're showing us where you could go as an artist and the type of record you could make so it doesn't date you just in an older rock category. Dude, I'm telling you what. James is in it to win it, America. This guy right here.
All right, let's go. Up next, Jacob Lust performs his first song of the night.
It's cause you took my breath away. Losing you is like living in a world with no air.
I don't get this guy at all. That's who he's voting for, just because he's black.
Wish there was a way that I could make you understand.
Right. Randy thought Jacob picked the wrong song. And
I don't think anybody on the stage should be singing duet songs and trying to sing both parts. Kind of made the whole thing a little corny for me. Most of it was sharp. It's like, to
but
me...
He has to tell us who
he wants to be.
Him who he is.
I know we can't tell him who he is, but I don't see you as Chris Brown or Jordan Schwartz. I see you more as a Luther kind of kid. You're the church kid. So to try and get out of that, to go into this really pop R&B thing, it doesn't wear well. I don't think it's the way
but
you should
Luther
go.
Was R&B.
Luther was R&B, but I love the Luther.
Right. Moving along. Lorraine, or Lauren Elena.
I'll stand on the floor with my head down. kid.
That's good sometimes. No. Not too much discussion about her. Scotty McCreery up on stage.
This ain't no temporary typical.
Still amazes me, this guy, as young as he is, the way he looks, how he sounds.
This ain't no breaking up and waking up and making up.
I play Stephen's comments, will you, Michael?
This is gone.
Stephen Tyler.
So now you've been like a Puritan, you know? But I swear to God, I saw you dance with the devil tonight. And that's a good thing for you. That's a good thing for you. Not saying to be calm, but dance with him every now and then. That was really beautiful. That showed a whole other side of you.
All right, so, by the way, in the last 24 hours, I don't know whether Steve's written a book or somebody come up with the fact that Steven Tyler spent $20 million on drugs in the last 20 years of his life. $20 million on drugs. Oy.
Wow.
All right, we go out here with Haley Reinhardt performing her first song of the night.
It's been a long time since I came around. It's been a long time, but I'm back in town. And this time, I'm not leaving without you.
All right, so everybody's performed once. Back later on for the second round. This is the Good Day program at 28 past the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Apple recently released iOS Update 4.3.3, which reduces the volume of information that's collected. If you want to stop tracking completely, turning off location services will now delete the file. But remember, turning location services off will affect any app that uses the information to provide local results. In other news, streaming radio service Pandora now lets you listen to 10,000 clips from over 700 comedians. It's archived. Consists of bits from Bill Cosby to Jerry Seinfeld, and Pandora will suggest material based on your taste. Professional comedians help Pandora classify the jokes with over 100 traits to make the selections dynamic. And finally, Intel recently announced an update that will completely change the way it creates processors. The improvement in technology allows for 37% faster chips that consume 50% less power. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stebbins, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
What?
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
As directed.
The expression, you are what you eat, but you are what you do as well. 33 after the hour, words for the wise today. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich gone down to New Orleans for Jazz Fest. Roberta, who normally does that, is here with me because she wanted to save the ship. Roberta is my only pal today. Jennifer's off in Hawaii. These people all, everybody's off here, there, and everywhere.
I know.
Here we are minding the shop,
away.
Minding the store. You have various habits that you pursue, Roberta.
Yes. Habits then, or hobbies?
Well, no, habits. Well, habits could become hobbies. Habits are things that you repeatedly do, and your choice of things you repeatedly do will help propel you into success or failure. It's thinking, it's doing, your thoughts and the purpose for your thoughts, and how purposes go forth into action. Something to think about as you go into your day and you repeat things that you've done that may have caused concern. Well, the reason that there is a concern is because they aren't working for you. You got to change your pattern a little bit, okay? Mm-hmm. That little wise word, and you know what they say about words to the wise, they're sufficient. 35 minutes past the hour. How many of you, we've become so steeped in this discussion of what's gone on with the bin Laden photos and the death of, we've forgotten what's going on in America. And there are some really critical events. For example, the residents of Memphis have a devastating flood problem. The Mississippi River creeping to near record levels. A lot of homes and schools and businesses are in jeopardy. So here to talk about that with us for a moment from our affiliate Memphis KWAM, Chris Wade and Rhonda Cloud, who follow us on the air there. Chris and Rhonda, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. We're a little dry.
Yeah, good morning. Dry here, at least, right now.
Dry, does that mean dry in the way you're going to discuss this, or dry because it's not raining and you're not flooded out?
Or dry because you haven't started your drinking on Cinco de Mayo yet.
Yeah.
That's actually it. It's dry because we left a bottle of vodka in the other studio.
That's
tequila, tequila.
Now,
I'm going with tequila.
I have been in that studio, as you know, and I'm trying to remember the proximity to the river itself. I don't think you're that close there in that building, are you?
No. We're not in any harm from the river flooding is here.
All right. So describe, if you will, how all this is affecting people in general in Memphis. The river hasn't, at least according to what I've read, hasn't been this high for a number of years since we had the floods that were north of you, what, 7-8 years ago?
actually, I think in Memphis it's going to be since 1937.
Whoa!
I believe it's going to, the record is going to be the crest of the Mississippi on the Memphis gauge is going to be 7 inches less than the record in 1937.
Yeah, when it hit in Illinois and Iowa a few years ago, it did not impact us here.
No, as the water dissipates as it comes down the stream. All right, so how many homes are in danger? What's the local news coverage like of this event?
You can only imagine. I mean, helicopters.
They're talking 22,000 people could be affected right around our area. They're calling for some evacuations. Nonconic Creek, which runs through here and is impacted by the Mississippi River, they've already had some evacuations there. Mostly, it's just people looking at some flooded roadways and things. We haven't hit the hard stuff yet.
Mm-hmm. And is the news media doing a responsible job of covering it, or is it the usual fear and scare tactic that oftentimes, breaking news, your home is going to wash away?
Of course, there's a lot of that because it is sweeps for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that they're being responsible about it. And the only thing, and this is the only thing that gripes me, is when you have an event like this, of course, you have more outlets than just the Signal now. You've got the social medias. You have Twitter and Tweet and that.
Right.
And I think they're being a little bit irresponsible with that.
You're talking about the television stations or people that are just tweeting or sending these pictures on Facebook? Which do you mean?
Pictures.
I'm talking about the actual broadcast media here, the television media. It's a little bit irresponsible.
Chris, you know that what they're doing now, they don't want to pay people to do this. They don't have to. They get all of their viewers to send their pictures, and that's what they use for video on screen.
That's true.
Yeah.
And the pictures make it look bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, just on a side note, of course, when you have situations like this, it affects a lot of industries. Just south of us is in Tunica, Mississippi, of course, is a huge casino area, and all 9 casinos in Tunica have had to close because of this because of the flood.
Yeah.
Flooded. Also, this is Memphis in May. It's a really big festival here. It takes, you know, with the World Championship Barbecue Cooking Contest, and that next week. We've had to move where that's going to take place because it's always down along the river in Tomley Park.
Do people in Memphis care about Cinco de Mayo? What's your Hispanic population there?
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
It is.
It's almost how large is a... It's
it
almost as
everything.
Large. It's larger than the black population here now.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, we have a huge Spanish population here. But you mostly see non-Spanish people celebrating Cinco de Mayo here.
And maybe the universe.
Wannabes.
Yeah. So now, how does this play in the finality of the overview here? The major story this week has been the death of Bin Laden. How are the local stations treating that now on its fourth day versus the local impact of the weather?
I think they're leaving that up to their network affiliations.
So
yeah,
the locals,
they're mostly covering weather here.
Right, okay. So the big story there is the weather, not Bin Laden. We're done. We're over. We're finished with Bin Laden.
Oh, and of course, the Grizzlies, the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah. NBA team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really,
I thought the only team there was the Celtics.
No.
Bye, Doug Stephens.
Bye, Rhonda. Bye,
nice
Chris.
Nice seeing you.
Thanks for the updates.
Anytime.
Okay, take good care. From our affiliate in Memphis, KWAM, Chris Wade and Rhonda Cloud. They have a basketball team there? Wow. All right. 20 minutes for the hour, time before we get to television for the Queen of Cheats to appear on the scene with today's report. Deals today including Michaels and Snapfish, Barnes & Noble, Roberta.
Oh, yeah, all sorts of stuff.
Roberta Bascinelli has it all for you.
Okay, we got coupons from Michaels for you again. I just love the Michaels coupons because I always use them.
Who's Michaels?
Michaels is a, it's like a craft store.
Oh,
but
yes.
It also has a lot of frames, and that's what I go to them for. I use them to frame pictures and photographs.
Any
and what have you.
Frame pictures of me around?
Actually, no, I don't. But we have 40% off one item or an extra 10% off the entire purchase. It's only good through the 7th, which is this weekend. So make sure you print them out. Or you can even put them onto your phone and show them at the phone at checkout. It's kind of a neat way to do it. Snapfish is offering 50% off photo books. Photo books are really kind of cool if you've never done one. Instead of like having your photos in like, you know, 4x6s or 3x5s and then putting it into an album yourself, they actually make it into a bound book for you. And you can get very creative and put the pictures in different types of order or like scrapbook or full page. Depends how you want to do it. And this is a great idea for Mother's Day. Even though Mother's Day is only a few days away, on Mother's Day when you take the pictures, you snap pictures of mom and grandma and aunts and uncles and whoever's around and kids, make that into a Mother's Day remembrance book for your mom. And you can give it to her. It's kind of like a little after Mother's Day present. And those right now are 50% off at Snapfish. You get free OsteoBiflex, a 7-day sample. That's what's really cool. And we have the link for you there. Get a free roast beef sandwich at Arby's. You just have to sign up.
Free what?
Roast beef sandwich.
Oh, okay, good.
A roast beast. And Barnes & Noble has a huge movie sale going on. Some of these movies, including Blu-ray titles, are 64% off, up to 64% off. It includes Harry Potter, Life as We Know It, Hereafter, a lot of titles, and we have the link for you. Also links for you for free samples of Lumitone and free samples of Salon Pass. So if you want to look good and you want to feel good, you just click on these links and get your free samples.
Wow, what a great
deal. This is all at DougStephan.com.
Good for you, Roberta. Nice job. Also at DougStephan.com today, Dr. Ken has information on the link between salt and heart disease, and supermarket guru Phil Lempert will inform you if you check out his box at DougStephan.com about the expansion in the gluten-free food market. Lots of gluten-free food, important for those of us who have a little celiac problem. So that info is there to help you out at DougStephan.com. Before we move into the television report and the interview that Jesse James has given to Good Morning America, I find this to be the dumbest thing said on the radio this week. The dumbest, stupidest, and I know this guy, and I guess I'm not surprised he said it. I'm disappointed that he said it. Politics being what they are, and anger being what it is, you hear silly things from, I remember a friend of mine who is in broadcast management, happened to be connected to Sean Hannity. When he was introduced to Al Franken, Franken wouldn't shake his hand or talk to him because he had something to do with Sean Hannity. That's how stupid these people are. It just so. And in that vein, Mike Malloy, who's been on satellite radio and been on a number of stations, he started in Chicago a number of years ago, said on his program the other day, quote, George Bush was responsible for a lot more innocent deaths than bin Laden, and he asked on the air when the Navy SEALs would be dropping in on George Bush because of the innocent deaths he caused.
Oh, jeez.
There's a place for everybody to be able to express themselves, but I thought, I mean, as much as I don't care for George Bush, I think he was a horrible president, but for some guy to say that and not be called out, I mean, he's probably been called out by others who do political talk shows. I just say from my perspective, he's an ignoramus for taking that approach. That's irresponsible. The guy's an ignoramus and doesn't deserve to have the time on the air that he has. But but this is a free country. Whether you think he deserves to be on the air or I don't, the marketplace predicates how successful he is. And if people don't listen to him, he'll go away. I just think that that statement was from the mind of an ignoramus. All right? And people who wonder, when I really have on my mind something definitive to say, what do you really think, Doug? That guy is an ignoramus for having said that. All right. Jennifer isn't here. Roberta is here. Richie's not here. I'm here. We got half, but half equals a whole. Right?
Right.
And speaking
two
of...
two halves equal a whole.
Yes. Anytime I mention the word free...
free.
Or Roberta mentions the word free.
It's my favorite four-letter word, free.
We find out people pay more attention. This is the key word, interestingly enough, to what people listen to. What's free? You pay attention. That's a good thing. You need to pay attention to us talking about Lumitone. Lumitone is the instant fix, the age-fighting cream, the anti-aging cream that will fix what's going on around your eyes. And you get to try it free. Lumitone. Rub a dab around your eyes. Remember the old Brill cream? A little dab will do you. A little dab of Lumitone will do you around your eyes. Instantly dealing with the dark circles, you'll look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there. Lumitone is free when you call 800-894-3302. That's 800-894-3302. Get rid of the heavy bags under your eyes. Get rid of the darkness. All that stuff goes away with Lumitone, made with a unique cream that comes from a soft, silky powder, not greasy, not oily. It is something that you try, and then you'll start buying it. That's why they want you to have a free bottle, because they know once you use it, you'll see what happens, and you'll buy it. They're not foolish. All you pay is a small shipping and handling fee. If this approach didn't work, folks, guess what? They wouldn't be doing it. 800-894-3302. It works because it works, if you know what I mean. Lumitone, 800-894-3302. As Roberto would say, it's free.
If you've never experienced Gelin with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because Gelin does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you Gelin?
I'm glad I have feet.
More than 15 million fans are expected to tune in to the 137th running of the Kentucky Derby on May 7th, making it one of the most watched sporting events on TV. And while many flock to Louisville for mint juleps and the pageantry of the Derby, wagering on horse racing has become a modern tradition, both at the track and online. In fact, more than $13 billion was wagered last year alone, including over an estimated $1.5 billion online. Hall of Fame jockey and three-time Kentucky Derby winner, Gary Stevens.
Wagering on the outcome of the greatest 2 minutes in sports has been an integral part of horse racing for decades, and wagering online is quickly becoming the choice for horse players from novice to professional. I expect thousands of fans who plan to watch the Run for the Roses from home to wager online through TwinSpires.com, which is the official wagering site of the Kentucky Derby.
To watch all races live during this year's Kentucky Derby weekend, visit TwinSpires.com.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Basically, they're too young right now to actually ask the question, so I don't have to answer it to them right now.
Right.
But I just thought, what if they do ask, and I started getting stressed out, so I wrote this little poem to make me feel better in case they did, which I would want to answer like this. Osama bin Laden was a very bad guy. He hurt many people. Don't ask me why. We shot him in the head, and now he is dead. Now close your eyes and go to bed. And that's all I ever wanted to say.
Now, how is it? That's Elizabeth Hasselbeck on The View with her poem for her children about Osama bin Laden. There's a new memoir called American Outlaw that Jesse James has written, and in it he reveals how he broke the news of his cheating to Sandra Bullock, his wife. He did an interview with Good Morning America yesterday. He's engaged to Kat Von D. Who is she, Michael? She's the tattoo person?
L.A. Inc.
She's L.A. Inc. Okay, all right. He says, I'm not worried about her anymore, being talking about Sandra Bullock. This was after Michelle McGee, the bombshell, had sold her story to a tabloid about her affair with Jesse James. So now he's on television. My suggestion is when you see it headlined, don't watch it. All right? That pretty much ends that. Katie Couric, speaking of ending, has discontinued her conversation with CBS, says she's not staying. When she leaves the news at the end of next month, she's leaving CBS and going to ABC, where her syndicated show will originate. So it's interesting to think about If Regis leaves, this is my thinking, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
Regis leaves, that show goes away because it can't survive without him, whether he stays longer or not. And that's where they put Couric, I'm betting. That's what ABC's thinking. What do you think?
I think you may be right there, boss.
Thank you very much. 51
You're
after.
You're right.
Yeah.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Kreitler is here, the co-host with Leslie Segretti of the Weekend Money Pit Show, making your home a better place for you. And to prove that without a shadow of a doubt, Tommy the K is here, and he has gleaned from his hundreds, nay, thousands, if not tens of thousands, maybe even millions of email this week. He's found three people who have good questions that he's going to answer. And he's going to take off his top hat and come full circle around to getting to the meat, the heart of the issue. I could go on like this and kill the whole segment if I wanted to. But
you could.
Kreitler is here in a moment. Stand by.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week at Dawn Dish Soap for 99 cents and Special K or General Mills cereal for $2.47 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Whether bringing home a newborn or chasing a toddler down the hall, moms need a simple solution to ease the stress of a busy household routine. With laundry piling up, dishes in the sink, and squeezing craft time in with the kids, look for products that can help you do it all. Lifestyle expert Jill Cordes has more.
Moms with
young kids like myself know that chores can stack up, but there are household products like Arm & Hammer baking soda that offer resourceful solutions. For about $1 a box, one box can freshen laundry and baby's toys, can clean up tabletops after meals or arts and crafts, and even remove marks from walls without harsh chemicals. And once the kids are tucked in bed, you can pamper yourself using baking soda for a gentle facial scrub. Ah, love that one. Or by adding half a cup of it to a bath for a relaxing soak.
For over 160 years, Arm & Hammer has been one of America's most trusted brands. For more information, visit www.armandhammer.com.
As I promised, Tom Kreitler is here to answer some of your questions. Bradley has written in from Los Angeles. He put a plastic vapor barrier down in a crawl space. For about the last year, he noticed the ground underneath the plastic was soft. Why would that be?
Well, that would be because although you've stopped most of the moisture, Bradley, there remains some additional drainage issues that surround your house. And so what you need to do is pay attention to those gutters and making sure that water is getting away from the house.
Yeah.
Take a look at the angle of the soil. The plastic vapor barrier is a very good thing, and you should not remove it. You are trapping moisture under the plastic. That's the idea. That soil is going to evaporate a lot of moisture. It gets up into the insulation, and then it makes it ineffective, and you can also get mold problems. So it's doing exactly what it intended to do, but you do need to improve the drainage conditions to stop the water from getting under that plastic in the first place.
You know, you live in an older house. I forget whether
I do.
There's crawl spaces under your house. I was not down in
several.
The basement. I have in my
I know, and I was a little upset about that.
You need to go down there. Yeah, right. I have, as my job as a kid was to get into the crawl space. I grew up in an old farmhouse.
Yeah.
The pipes and everything were on, and everything used to freeze every winter. So I'd get down there with a Bunsen burner. My father would give me this little torch, and I'd crawl into the space and get covered with dirt and spiders. And
see, that was the day when you can give your kid a torch and send him into your crawl space. Can you imagine somebody doing that today? Take this propane torch,
right.
Go in the crawl space.
Go in there and thaw out that pipe. Yeah. All right, anyway, here's B who writes, I've been noticing that my yard's been getting very bumpy over the past few years. It seems to be getting worse. Well, sir, perhaps you should not be planting all those things there. But there are the mounds of moles, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking moles. And you're right. Once they get comfortable in your yard, they get worse and worse and worse. And they become tripping hazards. They're really bad for your grass because, you know, they eat the roots out from under the grass. And then the grass over top of the mole holes and the mole trails doesn't have enough moisture, and of course it dies out. The secret here is
good dog is the secret.
Well, grub control.
Yeah.
You know, the grubs are these big, white, thick, juicy insects that the moles just love to eat.
Yeah.
And if there's a lot of grubs in your lawn, you're going to have a big mole problem. Get rid of the grubs. You know, there's lots of products in the market. Grub X, for example, is one that's pretty effective. Put that down. Get rid of those moles. And what you're going to find is your lawn will look great, but your neighbor, not so much.
Actually, it was a good way of getting rid of one of my former girlfriends, Grub X. It's a big improvement.
Right.
I put that down. Gone. The moles were gone and she was gone. Perfect. You want a perfect solution to your problem around the house? Dial 800 Money Pit anytime. Leave a message. Did I say 800?
888 Money Pit.
Or go online to the website, the Home Improvement Radio Show, themoneypit.com. Tom Kreitler here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.